Hey, all you Greatness on the Go-getters. Welcome back to another edition of Greatness on the Go. I'm your host, Tom Quinn. Welcome to episode 7. Glad you're joining us today. Our topic, trying versus doing. Let's get right into it, shall we? When I was 10 years old, my father was my Little League coach. Now, before I tell this story, I need to clarify that I was arguably the worst Little League baseball player to ever go through the Fairfield, Connecticut system. The league had a rule that any kid that signed up to play in what they called the minor league division, which was basically all the kids that didn't have the skill for the major league division, because they got real uniforms, we got t-shirts, had to get some amount of playing time every game. Suffice it to say, they rethought the logic of that policy once I showed up. Someone in league management probably said, you know, perhaps we were a little ahead of our skis on the whole every kid's got to play thing. Well, that completes the official disclaimer for this story. Let's move on. So there I was in right field, and a ball came right at me, bounced off my chest, hit the ground, at which point I gave chase to no avail. When the inning was mercifully over, my father asked in a very gruff tone, Quinn, what happened out there? I replied, I tried, to which he quickly retorted, I don't pay you to try, I pay you to do. Now at the age of 10, I was not quite as quick as wit as I am today, or I likely would have said something along the lines of, you don't even pay me for this, I'm only 10. It is probably very fortunate that I was not that quick of wit, as there is a very high probability that I would not be here to tell this story to you today, or at a minimum, I would have taken a shot to the head so hard that my kids would still have a headache to this day. Although it was a different time, that probably wasn't the best way to address a 10-year-old kid who couldn't play baseball worth a darn, but his point was not wrong. In the years that followed, a trend seemed to develop where the trying was confused with and considered as successful as the doing. Kids started getting trophies for trying even when they lost, and no one really lost because they tried. The fact of the matter is that in any competition, there are winners and losers. Admittedly, no one likes losing, but it's a critical component of winning. When we come up short, we learn what we could have done better to win. This drives us to do better the next time and experience the real satisfaction of victory. By putting trying on the same level as doing, we minimize the importance of getting the job done successfully and the critical nature of winning in business and in life. By the way, winning in business and life should be the objective. It is not a nasty phrase or bad goal. You should not win at the expense of or bring down others, but you need to win by playing your own game and getting over the finish line. The generation of kids that got trophies for showing up are now entering or in the business world with the impression that their parents and their coaches gave them, that showing up and trying is the same as being successful. Let me be clear, it is not. In the world of business and in life, we are judged by what we do and what we're able to accomplish during our brief time here. Let me be additionally clear, I am not referring to financial success necessarily, or social stature or the like. Doing is just that, doing whatever you set your mind to and doing it successfully. We should aim to be good citizens of the earth and focus our efforts on making whatever we encounter better than when we found it. Simply trying doesn't accomplish anything. If you're trying to improve the life of those around you and you don't actually do it, no one's life is any better because you showed up. Coming up short or losing is really tough and will take a piece out of you. Allow me to share an alternate viewpoint. You really only lose or fail when you give up and quit. Up until then, you're only experiencing deferred success. The greatest of the greats in any sport or discipline can quote the hundreds of times they came up short, missed the mark, or didn't get it done that day, only to come back with greater determination and focus to eventually win the day. That really is the proper relationship between trying and doing. When executed correctly, the trying is a repetitive process on the way to the doing. You can take comfort in the fact that history has a very short memory. Once you successfully do, everyone forgets how many tries it took. As you wake up tomorrow and face the challenges of the day, and there certainly will be challenges, remember to note the moments of deferred success and identify the key learnings of those experiences. That, my friends, is the road to doing, and doing is all that counts at the end of the race. Don't get hung up on how many tries it takes. Once you get it done successfully, the only thing people will remember is a W that you put in the win column. Well, that's it for another edition of Greatness on the Go. Thanks for joining us today. Special thanks to Sigma Music Art for the opening and closing music. And if you're looking for more great leadership tips, check me out at tomvquinn.com, where you can order my book, Delivering Greatness, signed no less, read my leadership and management blogs, which are all free, or send me a message and connect. Until we meet again, be good to yourself and others because you deserve it. And remember, You can make somebody's day great today, but you have to get out there and do it. Thanks again for joining me. I look forward to seeing you again on another edition of Greatness on the Go. I'm Tom Quinn.